Today is Monday, June 27th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is brought to you by Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a free-to-download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels for new adventures and challenges every time you play. With Best Fiends, you can have fiendish fun anywhere, anytime. As I know you're already aware, today we have the story that I never wanted to have to report. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in a 5-4 ruling on Friday in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, declaring that Americans no longer have a constitutional right to an abortion and granting the states power to legislate on the legality of abortion within their states. The majority opinion was written by Justice Samuel Alito and was guided by the principle that he adheres to an originalist reading, and the Constitution makes no mention of abortion. Though it also doesn't mention that there needs to be 9 people on the Supreme Court, but we can table that for now. He adds that the legal principle of stare decisis, which means that the court adheres to past opinions, like Roe, does not apply here because the court does still sometimes overturn precedents. He also listed numerous laws from the 1800s that banned abortions to demonstrate that some of our most important constitutional decisions have overruled prior precedents, such as Brown v. Board of Ed and Plessy v. Ferguson, names that I think should be kept out of his mouth. What he neglects to acknowledge is that neither of these precedents involve taking away rights that the court ruled were in the Constitution, unlike in this present Dobbs case. And though Roe was central to the headlines, Dobbs also overturned another important case in reproductive rights, Planned Parenthood v. Casey. Casey is important because it changed the standards for restricting the right to abortion and abandoned Roe's framework that allowed abortion during the first trimester, but continued to hold that there is a right to abortion before fetal viability. The majority opinion in Friday's ruling said that the viability should not be relevant because the viability line has changed over the years. Justice Alito also wrote in his opinion that this ruling does not apply to other modern-era rights that were derived from the ruling in Roe, such as same-sex marriage. However, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote differently in his own concurring opinion, where he cited 3 such cases that relied on the same legal reasoning as Roe, known as substantive due process, in case you hear that term anywhere. The cases he cited involved contraception, sodomy laws, and same-sex marriage. Immediately after the decision was released, immediate bans or severely restrictive legislation went into effect in 11 states: Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Arkansas, Louisiana, West Virginia, Alabama, and a 6-week ban in Ohio. 12 other states have trigger bans in place that will either ban or severely restrict access, and several states are poised to pass new laws. 16 states and D.C. currently have laws that protect the right to an abortion, mostly before the point of fetal viability. On the other end, the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington announced a joint commitment on Friday to create a West Coast firewall for reproductive rights, where they will maintain access to abortion and contraception and vow to protect providers and patients from the legal reach of other states. It's now clear that individual state lawmakers are increasingly in powerful positions to determine the fate of those within their borders. For example, despite the fact that an abortion ban, which was passed in 1849, is technically in effect in Wisconsin right now, the district attorney in Dane County indicated that he would not prosecute cases under that law, which he called archaic. And I don't know how else you would describe 1849. And given that some of these laws and their enforcement are fairly complicated at this point, and there is a ton of practical gray area around which clinics are still operating, if you are in need of an abortion or any reproductive assistance, please make sure to contact an abortion fund or the Planned Parenthood in your state. And be careful to make sure that the place you're contacting is not a pregnancy crisis center. So now the federal government has very few options. It's possible that Congress could vote to pass a federal bill that would enshrine the right to abortion, which several lawmakers are calling for, but that is both unlikely to pass and unlikely to hold up with the Supreme Court. If you're wondering why Roe has not been codified at any point in the past 50 years, that's because there's a strong argument to be made that if it had been passed as regular federal legislation, that would imply that it is actually not an inherent constitutional right, proven by the need for legislation. For example, you don't see legislation codifying free speech because it is inherently assumed. So to codify Roe prior to now would have implied that the right to an abortion is not inherent. Attorney General Merrick Garland also announced on Friday that the Justice Department would combat any efforts to restrict access to abortion pills. He said that states may not ban the FDA-approved abortion medication based on disagreement. Abortion pills can be used up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, and the White House said that they're working to make them widely available by mail and telehealth. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Best Fiends. There are dozens of unique fiends to collect, and with offline play, you will never be stranded without fun, even if you lose your internet connection. And now that you've caught up with the news, you have earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. And one last quick thing before I go. If you're a fan of the show and appreciate the purposefully tilted viewpoint expressed here, please help support us by leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and even a review if you're feeling generous. Your ratings and sharing with your friends are what helps the show keep growing. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.